This is Standing Watch. And now, Evangelist Norbert Link.
Greetings, everyone. And welcome back to our Standing Watch program. Do chimpanzees believe in God? Well, this is not a comedy show. This is not something which I'm giving you as a joke. This is something which scientists are seriously considering. Notice what Newsmax wrote on April 4. Researchers at Humboldt University in Berlin say a new video shows a group of chimps engaging in what may be spiritual practices, including throwing rocks into holes in trees, suggesting the belief in a higher power. Now, the Telegraph, of course, in England, many believe in the concept of evolution. They wrote on April 4, new footage of ritual behavior by chimpanzees taken and analyzed by researchers shows they may be engaging in spiritual practices and could even believe in God. The discovery may help researchers piece together how human religious rituals started and developed. Goes on to say that we may have uncovered evidence of chimps creating a kind of symbolic ritual. And then another article by the Daily Mail, dated April 3, saying, anthropologists usually suggest that religion first developed among humans to get us through hard times and, above all, as a way of dealing with death. You see, all of this goes back to the idea that man is not a creation of God at all, that man has evolved from some kind of an organic soap and an organic soup, and that gases from the universe bombarded this organic soup and created some cells and amoebas and so on, and then ultimately man came out of this process. And of course, so did monkeys and apes and chimpanzees and so on. And so all of this deals with the concept that God really doesn't exist, and so therefore they have to come up with some kind of an explanation as to how religion started. And here we go. And so now they're looking at some behavior by chimpanzees, and it could be 10,000 different reasons as to why they're doing what they're doing. And so they say, oh, this shows how they are engaged in ritual practices and they believe in God or a higher power. What incredible nonsense. But you see, here's the tragedy. The tragedy is that many people don't believe in God. Not really the true God of the Bible at all. They believe in some kind of a God, in some kind of a higher power. Don't quite know who and what that is. And so they believe in the ungodly concept of the evolutionary theory. And maybe they say, well, God had a hand in it. But they reject the words of the Bible. They completely and totally reject the fact that God created man, as a human being. Man didn't evolve from the animal world. And man didn't come up with religion on his own. God created man. God showed Adam and Eve what religion was all about. Now, of course, they rejected that. And mankind, following Adam and Eve, rejected the true God overall. But you see, religion was an invention. Now, they might have invented all kinds of different religions. That's true. But God is the one who created man. And you see, God also created animals. And they didn't evolve either. But you see, God also created a spirit. And the Bible calls that the spirit in man, or the spirit of man. And God gave that spirit to man, and he didn't give that spirit to animals. And it is that spirit which distinguishes man from the animals. And it is that spirit which creates a connection with God so that man can believe in God. Now, of course, man still needs the Holy Spirit of God to have a true spiritual connection. But the spirit in man distinguishes man from animals. And Paul makes this very clear that man knows what animals cannot know. Now, animals might have an awareness of death. That's true. I mean, we have seen incidents on camera, on video, where elephants recognize that another elephant died, and the same is true for whales and other animals. But that doesn't mean that they suddenly believe in God. That doesn't mean they suddenly start praying to God. That is utter nonsense. It is the stupid concept of evolutionary scientists who think that they have to come up with some kind of a ridiculous explanation as to why man believes in God. And most scientists don't, you see. That's the problem. The Bible tells you very clearly that there is a spirit in man which distinguishes man from animals. And animals cannot reach the level which man has. And they cannot have a relationship with God. It's impossible because they don't have that spirit. We have prepared two free booklets which go into the fairy tale of evolution. And if you want to be a true Christian, you cannot believe in evolution. It is completely contradictory. The first booklet is called The Theory of Evolution, a Fairy Tale for Adults. It proves to you from scientists that evolution is an impossibility. Even scientists admit, those who are honest, that evolution could not have taken place and did not take place. The mere fact that most scientists today say the opposite only tells you that they are not telling you the truth. And then, of course, a brand new booklet, Heavens and Earth, Before and After the First Man. Now, this booklet shows you from the Bible what really happened. It shows you from the Bible how God created man, what man's past has been, what man's future is going to be. Was there a world before man? Is there going to be a world after man? And when I say man, after the physical being, that physical human being, is there a world prophesied in the Bible which goes beyond the physical realm? All of these things are extremely important for you to understand because they describe your potential which you have, a possible potential, if you accept what the Bible tells you, if you take God by His word, and if you follow His lead. So please do yourself a favor and ask for these two free booklets completely without any obligation for you. And I thank you for your attention. Until next time, this is Norbert Link for the Standing Watch program.
Standing Watch is a presentation by The Church of the Eternal God, P.O. Box 270519, San Diego, California, 92198. More information is also available at our website, eternalgod.org.